Hey guys, welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Amber.
And welcome to our 50th episode.
Holy cow, 50? We need some sound effects in here.
I know, probably. Cheer, clap, clap. Clap, 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 clap. Oh my gosh. When we talked about this a year ago, a little over a year ago now, are we where you thought that we would be 50 episodes in?
Absolutely.
You are?
Yeah.
Has all the hard work been worth it?
I mean, to be honest, you're the one that does the hard work part, so you maybe tell me.
Maybe I'm asking myself, is all the hard work been worth it? I think that, I don't know. Yes, it is. It is worth it. I like it when there's a physical, tangible thing that you can look back and you're like, yes, that was a lot of work and we accomplished something. I like it when there's when there's something you can see, like a physical thing, you know.
Yeah. And I guess for me, as far as like expectations, I didn't go in with any expectations. I was just excited to be able to share my story. And I know you were too.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have expectations of having a certain amount of followers or people listening. We did this because we felt led to do this.
Yeah.
So.
And who knows who listens? I don't know. I feel like people come out of the woodwork.
Right.
No idea if they were listening or if they're still listening or if we've bored them to tears yet. I don't know. I don't know. I know that 50 is I think, worthy of cake.
Are you going to Instacart me a cake over here?
I don't know.
Just kidding. I think I got my eggnog today.
Way too early. I think that on our maybe like on our actual 1 year anniversary for sure.
Year.
We will have cake and eat it too.
And it is not too early for eggnog. If people can have their pumpkin spice lattes right now, I can have my dang eggnog. Thank you. It's eggnog.
I saw people, like, stores still had, like, they brought some eggnog out around Easter because it's eggs.
That's awesome.
I mean, I love eggnog. But my kid is also trying to play Christmas music.
And I'm Caleb or Riley?
Riley.
Love it. And I told my mom I wanted to put my tree up.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Yeah,
I'm having flashbacks to our first couple of episodes.
I told her before she leaves, she has to help me get my tree up. She's like, before Thanksgiving? I'm like, yep, it's going up. I'll put turkeys on it.
You'll put turkeys on it?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's so weird. Mm-mm. That's crazy. And then there's just, I feel like 50 episodes. I mean, I don't want to make it like a whole big thing. Because I'm sure we'll want to talk a lot, reflect a lot more on our 1 year anniversary episode.
Right.
But I think that if not cake, maybe like a cupcake.
Yeah.
To celebrate. Or you can just have it eggnog. I don't know. Life might be too busy by the time, you know, this airs on Monday.
Yes.
I mean, we'll probably be at work again because I think we've got like a lot of interviews lined up with some guests. So crazy. Anyway, let's get to it. What exciting content do we have for this episode?
Let's talk about spooky stuff since Halloween's around the corner.
It is. It is. And I know it's a little, I mean, they're more, I think people are getting into the spirit of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we, because we're going to air an episode on Halloween because it falls on a Monday this year. So it's not too early.
No.
I mean, we've got, you know, a couple weeks. Gosh, a couple weeks already.
Dang.
Yeah, it's almost, I think, like 17 days or something like that till Halloween. Do you remember our last Halloween together where we actually, like, dressed up? Do you remember that Halloween?
High school when we went trick-or-treating in Spring Valley Lake?
No. When? That was a different Halloween. Oh, I do have pictures of that for reference that we totally can put on there. It was when Avril Lavigne came out. And where I wanted to be all punk rock.
Yeah.
And wanted to be like Avril Lavigne. You kind of just use what you have.
Yeah.
And I definitely have a picture of another friend who did in fact dress up as Avril Lavigne, you know, tie, probably some black Dickies, white button-up shirt. And here I am, where I don't really know what that was.
Uh-oh.
But you definitely helped with that costume. You
did my hair.
Yes, you don't remember?
No.
I wore these like black, almost like slack type pants. They may have been even like capri. I don't even remember what shoes I had. Because I didn't have a lot of shoes back then. I pray to God that I was not wearing those white and blue Roxy shoes.
You probably were.
Oh, gosh. Black top. You put my hair back, like, had like a little bun back here. And then I had like a chain just across. I looked like, who is that character? Where they have like the bullet, like the little chain thing of bullets.
Oh, I have no idea.
Sylvester Stallone in some movie or Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know. That's what I'm picturing. I got to pull this picture out. I can't believe you don't know. Oh gosh.
No, I don't at all. I don't know why I would have put your hair in a bun either.
Exactly. Like I don't know what. We clearly did not understand punk rock as it was. Yeah, we did not understand. And I didn't have the clothes for it. And we're just like, let's just make whatever. And like, yeah. And I think in the picture, I'm totally like.
We definitely were not the cool kids.
I tried. Like, you know, when you're in high school and you're just like, I'm trying. Like, I'm trying to fit myself into this mold of like what's cool right now. And what was cool at that moment was Avril Lavigne. And we were getting into like, you know, girls can be musicians and listening to a lot of like, you know, Evanescence and Let's Be Depressed and like be like punk rock. And then we're going to go get into emo. And like, maybe it was like a combination of everything. But yeah, I don't know why you slicked it back and put it in a bun, to be honest.
That's so weird.
But I can't believe you don't remember that.
Did I dress up?
I don't remember. I know we went trick-or-treating because then we had, like, people at our house.
Hmm. I probably put, like, cat ears or something on.
I don't know. Like, I don't – I dressed up like that for the Harvest Festival at school.
Hmm.
I don't remember if you wore anything, to be honest.
Probably not.
Probably did have some kind of cat ears. I don't know. No, but I was referring to the Halloween after you had Aiden, and I remember my parents were out of town, and we just went and like put stuff together. And I think that was like my first, like, you know how they sorry, oh my gosh, another Mean Girls reference that you're not gonna get. Dang it. And you know what? It's just hilarious because it's not one of my favorite movies either.
You talk about it every episode.
But we talk about it so much. That's in there. They're talking about Halloween. And literally that's like the holiday when high school girls can dress slutty and just put some ears on or something. And like they're that. basically where they can wear lingerie and they'd be like, I'm a bunny, I'm a mouse.
Yeah.
Remember the question you asked me? Yeah. So all we did was I had this, honestly, so many clothes that I had in high school. I don't remember how my mom didn't pay attention to what I was buying or if she even bought that for me. I don't know. I think I had this like almost corset looking top. I think they're probably popular now, like with the corset like tank top. I don't know where I bought it. Maybe Wet Seal. And I think I wore shorts or something with like black fishnet. And I got yellow fairy wings at the dollar store. And then I think I had some money and you made me buy you something at Hot Topic. And then you borrowed my dad's cowboy hat for Aiden to be a, like a little pimp or something. And you never brought it back. Yeah, you never brought it back. And I'm like, I'm going to get in so much trouble. Because you, like those hats were expensive. And he, I don't know. He went like on a little dude ranch thing with his buddies. Bought like all those Western shirts and a cowboy hat. And then it was like stuck in the closet somewhere. And you're just like, I'm going to go through all everyone's clothes. I'm going to find stuff. You took the hat for Aiden and never brought it back. He never said anything. I kept asking you for it. And you're like, oh, I think so-and-so has it. And I'm like, what? Come on.
I do not remember that at all.
Yeah. So you owe my dad a cowboy hat.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Maybe we put it on his headstone. Wow, there's that dark sense of humor again.
I'll bring him one. I'll bring him one. Yep. I'll be the one that sees him first, so hey.
Don't say that. Then it would be like famous last words. Gosh. Oh, man. I can't believe you don't remember that. We didn't go trick-or-treating.
You could just make a joke.
I remember we drove.
We didn't do anything.
We drove around trying to find some. We're like, we're dressed super slutty, so we need to go find a place. My parents were out of town. So I'm just like, we probably could have. Probably if I was cool. If I was cool enough and a bad kid, I probably would have thrown a party. But
dude.
I would have been like,
your mom called me earlier and told me she was catching up on podcast episodes. So. Great. I'm going to be in trouble now.
About, I think she knew about the hat. My dad didn't. Oh, my gosh. Dad didn't know. But but hey, mom, if you're listening, I did not have a Halloween party because I was the good kid. I didn't do it.
And I don't remember the hat.
And she doesn't remember the hat. I remember we drove to like Apple Valley to like with some of like Evan's friends who were my friends and they weren't having a party either. But they're just like, oh, what you dressed as? And we're like, slutty fairies.
I don't remember dressing up at all. How funny.
I think you probably wore black something. Like it wasn't.
Go figure.
Because I don't think you put on fairy wings.
Yeah,
I don't know what you did. Something from Hot Topic.
Probably bunny ears.
Maybe you try to be Playboy Bunny.
Probably. That I could see.
I can see that. And I'll be like, I ain't got the boobs for that. So slutty fairy it is. Right? Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, I have a picture of me dressed up as a bunny from 1 year in beauty school. With the blonde wig never, and everything.
I never, ever did Playboy Bunny.
That was the what cool thing.
That was. What other costumes did you dress up as, like, after that, because we weren't friends?
As an adult?
Yeah.
I was, like, a Hood Rat Hoochie Mama Santa Claus. It was the outfit from Victoria's Secret. It was, like, a pink skirt with pink boa on the bottom of it, and then a bra top, and then a Santa hat, and it was all pink. That was probably the last costume I remember ever wearing.
You just literally proved the point that they said in Mean Girls. But I literally, like, thank you for describing that because no clue what a Hood Rat Hoochie Mama Santa Claus look
well,
like?
Well, there you go. Now you know.
Did you get a picture of that one?
I used to have a picture somewhere. One of my friend's moms has it, and I was on a motorcycle in the picture. I started young.
You definitely did different kinds of Halloweens.
Yes, I definitely
I don't think I've ever been to a Halloween party as like an adult.
No, we threw one at our house. It was
I did one. It was Trouble?
It was Trouble. It's always Trouble in Victorville. Come on.
Oh my goodness. Was alcohol involved?
Of course. I was of the age though. Huh?
Did you bob for apples?
No.
Darn. Yeah. I went to one when me and the hubby, I was a flapper and he was a gangster.
And we aww. Went,
yeah.
I've seen that picture.
I actually intended to be a flapper like a couple of years before that. But he wasn't going to be, I think he had like staff duty or something for Halloween or something. And so he couldn't do it with me. And so we had to postpone that couple's costume, which was fine. Because I got Riley like a little kid flapper costume, which is so cute. and so then we did it again. In when we moved to Massachusetts, so like 2013, I think, 2012 or 2013. So, and it's never fun in Halloween when like you're in a place where it's cold.
No, never. I'm going to send you a picture of the last time I dressed up. It was not for Halloween though. Liz and I went to a rave and she dressed as a leopard and I dressed as a zebra.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, basically bra and underwear, and I drew zebra stripes on my leg with black glitter.
At a rave?
And wore white out contacts. That was probably the last time. Yep. Did you get the picture?
Wow. You definitely did some things. Not yet. I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared.
You should be. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I haven't been able to, like, all, I think once I had Riley, a lot of our costumes were like, you know, like family costumes.
Yeah. Disney characters and stuff.
Not Disney characters. Like one year, like we did the flapper, and then the year after that, I was a lion tamer and she was a lion.
Oh, that's cute.
And then, yes, I got the picture. Why is it blurry?
Yes, and it, because I took a picture off of my computer.
Okay, that's, that'll get you attention.
Yeah. that was the official last time I dressed up.
Yeah, then I think I got pregnant the year after that. And so I just put like a halo, an angel halo on, and I had hurt my knee when I was pregnant. Oh. So I couldn't take her trick or treating. So I didn't even dress up, but his go-to usually is like putting on his like angel's jersey.
Yes.
He's done that multiple times. And then she was like Tinkerbell. And then, I think our first family of four, we were Power Rangers.
Oh, that's cute.
And then the year after that, I think we were, I was Glenda and she was Dorothy and Caleb was Toto.
Aww.
And then the year after, oh no. No, the year before that, it was like they did like a hail and farewell for in the army. It's when someone is coming into the unit and then when someone is leaving, and they'll do like a big thing. And
yeah,
it was like a last minute, hey, we're going to this hail and farewell. We need costumes. Like that night. And I'm like, seriously? And so I went in there and he had this like blue plaid shirt and he had a red hat. And I'm like, okay, go grab a box of like a box of chocolates at Walgreens. And so he was Forrest Gump. And I was Jenny. I just had this like, you know, like cream dress, faux fur vest. And like, I was just like Jenny, like hippie. I think Caleb was like a cowboy and Riley was like a little vampire.
Aww.
And then we did the Toto thing. And then the year after that, I was, we did like DC because we went with trick-or-treating with our friends. So like, she was She-Ra, I think. And no, she was Catwoman. There's a picture somewhere, I think. Most likely. Evan was the Green Arrow. I was, I forgot her name, but basically like all black leather jacket.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting her name. She was from Arrow. Caleb was basically like kids kind of dress up as the superheroes and we were the villains.
Gotcha.
Or DC. I don't actually know. I wasn't a villain. Honestly, I don't remember. I think, and then the year after that, like they did their own thing, and like I dressed up as I just did clothes, and I did like leopard, stuff. When I was that superhero, though, I wore my like black faux leather leggings and like black tube top, and did not realize until we were already out the door. My husband's like, I can see through your pants.
Oh no.
No. Yeah. That was, I'm like, awesome. That's cool. So, and then I think a lot of it's just been like putting clothes together for costumes.
Yeah. Easy stuff.
Yeah. So I think that was like the last year there. And then when we moved here, I was a pirate. last year, I was a robber. I literally just put like high-waisted black jeans and like a striped top.
Cute.
And a beanie.
That's cute.
And a mask from my old costume. And we were robbers. Yeah. And I don't know if I'm going to dress up. It's always like last minute. Cause you're like, what's Halloween? I feel like I have to dress up in like something.
Not me.
You could be a ninja.
With my all black clothes.
All black clothes. Or you could be a robber too. And just get like a pillowcase and do like a dollar sign on it.
There we go.
And then Aiden, he could just put you in the wheelchair. You'd be like the worst robber ever, though, because you would be in a wheelchair. And then you could go get candy.
Oh, gosh.
For free. Yeah. Does Aiden even trick-or-treat anymore?
No.
What does he do?
Nothing. We don't really do anything.
Do you think he'll go to a party this year?
No. He's a homebody. No, he's never even asked to go to a party.
It's strange.
That's my boy.
Interesting.
I like it that way. I'll keep it that way, thanks.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I've got a homebody myself. But they do stuff at youth group.
Yeah.
They're going to do like a Halloween costume thing the day before Halloween. But I always wanted to do like a murder mystery dinner.
That'd be fun.
But she was like, no. I'm like, yes, where they can like dress up and it's like Clue. And there's dinner.
That's cute.
Yeah. Anyway, so who knows? They can't really even figure out theirs. I'm always trying to like, let's do like this together, like coordinate together.
Yeah, right.
And they are like, I want to be this. And I'm like, you know. I think it'd be cute if they were both like Tweedledee Tweedledum.
Oh, that it would be cute.
Or you know, I'm like, you guys, you could be, let's dress up as like all villains.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know.
They want to be cool, mom.
Yeah. But the older they get, they want to be cool. And the more their costumes get complicated and more expensive.
Way more expensive.
Like some of these costumes are like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wouldn't even buy myself a costume for $100. We did not talk about how, I mean, you probably haven't been to Halloween stores recently, but there's a lot of like,
no,
be a 90s person for Halloween. Like, oh, they have a 90s boy band haircut wig. Like, the like Nick Carter early years.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I probably had a crush on any boy who had a haircut like that.
Yeah.
That was like
Hanson Brothers. Mm-bop.
No, theirs was longer hair.
Yeah.
You're like, that's what I like.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Oh, dude. But yeah, they've got Blockbuster employee costume.
I love that.
That would be hilarious. The point of having a Halloween costume is you need people to get it.
Yes.
Like you need to be like, oh, I know who you are. Oh my gosh, that's so great. That's so clever. Like you can't be like, I don't know. Like what would be something that you wouldn't get?
Right. I just think it's funny because when we were growing up, the thing to get was 50s and 70s. And now it's 80s and 90s.
Skirts, yeah, the 50s.
Like we would do the, like, what are those skirts called? Poodle skirts. Yep. And now it's 80s.
I think I've dressed up as a hippie like twice. I dressed up as like an army girl. There's no way I'd fit into that costume now, I'll tell you that.
Life happens.
Babies and life happens for sure. Actually, it probably would work though if we brought back the, you know, we're going to dress slutty this year. That's probably how it would lay on me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I could probably try and fit into my old dance costumes, but then that might be a little sad. Because I've got these like big baggy camo pants that I did for one of our dance routines. I don't think that's going to fit me.
Not baggy anyways.
No, like not even in the waist. It was like the tight.
Oh gosh.
So, do you watch any? I know you don't really do Halloween trick or treating or anything, but do you watch any scary
No,
movies?
Ma'am.
What about like the not so scary?
Silly movies I'll watch, but anything that has to do with demons or possessions or anything of that nature, I will not watch. What about you?
I can't do them anymore. I know I said something about it a little bit,
yeah.
I think in our episode with Pete. I don't watch them anymore. I used to watch them all the time. Loved scary movies.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the ghost stuff and like anything scary I'd watch.
Right.
And my mom always said like, be careful what you watch. You're opening a door. And I'm like, I got this. You know, I still probably can have that attitude sometimes.
Right.
Definitely hardcore in my teenage years of like, I know what I can handle. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I got this. And you kind of like push yourself more and more and more to see what you can handle.
Right.
And whatnot. And you're like, if something like scares you, you know, you're just like, I can handle it. Like I can deal with
right.
it.
Right.
You don't really like see like the, you know, you don't, you just kind of just don't take care of, you don't protect your mind and you don't protect your heart from those things.
Right.
But it wasn't until, you know, like 10, 11 years, like that's how long it's been since I've seen like a scary movie. Especially any of the new stuff, because the new stuff is just way worse.
Yeah.
Like you can't even watch a trailer anymore.
Right.
Without like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
They just make them worse and worse. when Evan deployed to Afghanistan, I was marathoning that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I was watching celebrity ghost stories, my ghost stories, and some of them like were local, like some in Denver, some in like Manitou Springs, like those like personal stories.
Yeah.
And then weird stuff started happening. Once I would, even if I had bad dreams from it, like I just was like, oh, whatever. But when my husband mm-hmm. came home from deployment, weird stuff happened. Like one time, like you kind of normally kind of bicker a little bit, but you know, we were kind of fighting a little bit.
Right.
And he one time said that he like saw like a dark figure in the doorway. And then like one time we were fighting and he refused to like leave and go sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
So I slept on the floor.
Oh my gosh.
In the morning, I like kind of heard like kind of whispers and I thought that he like, and I heard like a, you know, like that sound of like when someone's like leaning over the side of the mm-hmm. bed. That's what I heard. And I thought he had like leaned over and was just like, hey, what are you doing? Or something like that.
Right.
I didn't, it wasn't legible words. I was just like, and I, you know, I looked over and he wasn't there. No one was, I was alone in the room.
No thanks. I love how you're telling me this story and your room is pitch black right now.
Yeah. Sorry.
If I see something pop out, I know I'm like looking away. I don't want to see something pop out behind you. No, yeah, I definitely don't entertain those things anymore. And I did when I was younger, but you know, yeah, just like you said, like our parents would warn us, but you don't realize what they're warning you about. You just think, oh, I can handle it. Yes, you can handle it. Most people can, but you don't realize what you're welcoming in your home. And the Bible strictly talks about that. Not to entertain evil thoughts mm-hmm. or entertain any of those things. By you entertaining it, it does mm-hmm. welcome it in your home. And I do not want to deal with any of that. I've seen that in my life. I've experienced it, and I don't want to go through it again. No, thank you. That is something that you don't mess with. Like, I will not watch anything that involves witchcraft, Satanism, anything of that nature. No, 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 no. I've learned my lesson for sure.
I think people can either kind of right off the bat are a little more sensitive to that stuff and can even grow to be more sensitive about it, I think. Yeah, it wasn't until stuff started happening with my kid that I was like, I drew the line. Because I'm like, I can handle it.
Yeah.
But like, don't mess with my kid. So like one time in Colorado, like I woke up to Riley laughing in her room.
Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
And I was like, is she laughing? At first you're just like, why is she laughing? I'm so confused right now. Like you're at it, like you're kind of a little groggy and you're like, what is happening right now?
Right.
And so I go in there and I'm like, what are you laughing at? Like it's pitch black. She didn't have night lights. So like it's pitch black in there. She's laughing and I'm like, what are you laughing at? She's like, the little boy in the corner. And I'm like,
nope.
I'm sleep with mommy tonight.
Nope.
I think like, I kind of like to like justify it in my own head. I was
she just
like,
had a dream.
I was like, maybe a dream, maybe, you know, her older brother. I'm like, maybe he's just, you know, coming to visit her or something. Like I just like justified it
in
my brain to like make it feel better.
Right.
But it's still creepy, like, to wake up to your kids laughing in the middle of the night. And you're like,
heck no.
Yeah. And then, you know, I still continued with it, though. I still continued watching this stuff. And then we found out we were moving to Massachusetts. And I literally had the thought, like, I think I watched – there was, like, one movie about, like a coven. I don't remember what. But, of course, all that stuff is, like, in Salem, Massachusetts.
Of course.
And, you know, usually when you go to like those older states, there's a lot of stories about those, you know, those states. You know, there's a lot more, you know, they say like, you know, like with, you know, wars and like soldiers dying and like battlefields, like there's a lot more activity, you know, a lot of those stories were there. So I was like, I wonder if there's going to be weird stuff. Like I remember having that thought. And then we moved there and there was there wasn't a lot of options for houses. Like, and so we ended up living on the Air Force Base, which is on the Minuteman Trail, which is, you know, Paul Revere and, you know, the British are coming, that whole deal that happened right there where we lived. And we ended up getting one of the, like, the old Cape Cod type houses, not like a newer construction. Like, we had this, these old little Cape Cod houses. I'm not sure when it was built, but I remember when we moved in, it was so tiny. If I have some pictures or video, I definitely will post it, because you guys need to understand, like, you walked in and it was immediately the stairs in front of you. And when you went upstairs, it's like the master bedroom's right here. The bathroom is in front of the stairs. Then like there's like barely a hallway and her room, and then a weird like shelf, like cabinet, but like short. And then like, yeah, there was a room that was going to be the guest room. So one of the times that I was, it was just me and Riley in the house. I'm blow drying my hair, and all of a sudden I hear like her scream. Like I've never heard her scream before.
Oh, heck no.
And yeah. And, I'm like scrambling in the sheets trying to get to the other side of the bed. It probably looks super, super comical. And then I go in there and she was like saying that, you know, she saw a monster. She's 3 years old at this time. So she's like, she saw a monster. And she's like pointing to the guest room, which is next to her. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, is it like skunk, a raccoon, right, a squirrel, you know, any kind of little creatures that could have gotten into the house. And so I like pick up like a curtain rod or something like that, that I can hit it with. And then I was like, actually, let's let dad take care of this. And so I brought her into my room and like calmed her down. And I was like, okay, so what did you see? Mm-hmm. She had like pointed, cause you could see the closet, from her room through the door. It's a weird closet. It like, since the closet kind of sat on top of where the stairs were, it was like a slanted wall.
Right.
And then it was like this. But they made this part like hardwood floor. So it looked like a floor slide. And then it was – had the worst smell, like something died in there. No matter what I put – no matter what I put in it, no matter like if I sprayed it with a bunch of Febreze or whatever, like it still smelled. And so I took her in the room and I calmed her down and I'm like, what did you see? And she said, I heard somebody call my name.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, heck no.
I was like, well, that's
nope. Time to move.
That's not a squirrel.
time to move.
Just moved in.
No.
So we ended up, when my parents came to visit, I told them the story and they just prayed over the room. Yeah, I stopped watching scary movies.
That was the end of it for you? Yeah, I used to live with a family member and I remember one time she woke up like 2 o'clock in the morning, went out to the kitchen, and this whole family, like they're so into watching the paranormal, ghost hunters, all of that stuff. So she walks into the kitchen and every single one of her kitchen cabinets is open. Every drawer, everything that can be open is open. So she wakes up all her kids and every single one of them is like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. She's like yelling at them to the point where they're crying. She's like, someone tell me who did this. And it wasn't any of the kids. And then the next day, I remember one of the kids was playing the Wii. And while he's playing the Wii remote, or you know, like the sensor bar? It flies off the TV and hits him in the head. I was like, nope, I'm cool. Time to move out. And I remember while living there, I always just felt uneasy, very uneasy. I hated it. Like, you know how when you go to sleep and you can almost like feel that just uneasy feeling, just like something's in there with you. I hated
it. It's crazy because, you know, there's so many times that, you know, like you're, you know you're awake. You know your eyes are open.
Right.
And yet, like, I can't tell you, like, even now, like, I'll still see movement in the dark.
Yeah, and I'm that's like, just your head playing with you.
I'm like, I know I'm awake. I know I'm awake. That though. And remember when one of your first, one of your, I think your second trip to Nashville, and mm-hmm. we met up with you, and this was Veterans Day weekend. And
yeah.
I ended up accidentally booking us a horrible hotel.
Yeah.
Like the worst. And yeah. We went into one room and it just smelled like smoke. And I was like, so we insisted on getting a different room. So then we went to that.
Yeah.
And it was so gross. Like, so gross. And I realized my mistake as I looked at hotels, and it wasn't like a 4-star. It was like something else rating. And I was like, I think it was like 4 reviews or something. I don't remember. It was so bad. Anyway, so like that night, I remember, cause like the way that the closet had like a mirror on it, and it was like right next to my side of the bed. And I remember mm-hmm. seeing like a dark, like, I guess kind of like a dark figure or something, like, move. And anytime that happens, I'm just like, please Lord, please Lord, please Lord, please Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, you just like, I rebuke you. Like, yeah. I believe in Jesus, and you're not welcome here. And all that's like, I swear that room was haunted. And
yes.
Yeah, I was. Mm-mm. And like, you can like, ooh, yes. I'm even getting chills right now. Yes. Like, no.
Nope. I know, right? Did I ever tell you about my move out here, the hotel I stayed in?
No, I don't think
so. On my way out here, I was in Arkansas when that tornado touched down. And like, I have all my family on the phone telling me to get off the freeway, find the closest hotel you can. It's about to touch down. So I'm like already in panic mode. So I find the closest hotel. I get into the room. I'm on the phone with my mom, and I'm sitting on the bed, and all the lights turn off. And I'm telling her, Mom, all the lights went out. She's like, it was probably just the power. I said, okay. And so they went right back on. And then I sat back down on the bed, and the toilet flushed. I was like, no, I'm out. And then I went to grab my stuff. And as I'm grabbing my stuff, the TV starts turning on and off, on and off. I was like, nope, can't do this. Not today. Nope, nope, nope. So I grabbed all my stuff, went downstairs. I said, look, I know this is going to sound weird and you're going to think I'm crazy, but can I please get a different room? Because I don't know what's going on, but this is the situation. And as I'm telling her, the front doors start opening and closing. I'm like, oh, heck no. She's like, you're not the first person to say something about that room. That's kind of interesting. I was like, oh, that's great. She's like, I'll go ahead and put you.
I hate when they say that. Well, you're not the first one.
She's like, you're not the first person that said that. Like, oh, okay, so you know something's up. And so she put me on the first floor close to the exit. I was like, thank you. I still could not sleep. Oh, my goodness. I was terrified. My mom's like, it's probably just electrical issues. I'm like, the toilet? The toilet is not an electrical issue. Like, nope. Next thing I know, the faucet's going to turn on. I'm good.
I bet you were like, you go up to the front desk and you're like, what about me?
Makes you think I can handle this.
Has put me in a room if you've had multiple complaints about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll tell you one. So whenever we get Miss Nicole on this podcast, because this involves her, and we keep saying, hey, we keep mentioning you get on this podcast, and she's just like, no time right now. But so she lives in South Dakota, and before she got married, she was always telling me about these like ghost stories about like mm-hmm. the weird stuff in South Dakota. And I'm like, great. Yeah. So excited to come see you. I mean, she just kept saying like how she would see like this green ghost. And I'm like, that sounds like an alien. Are you sure you're seeing a ghost?
Some Ghostbuster stuff.
Yeah. That's what you picture. You're like, okay, sure.
It's the slime guy.
Yeah, it's the slime guy. I'm like, well, just make friends with him, you know? So when I come to visit, you know, it's before her wedding, and her parents had moved mm-hmm. into a different house, a newer house, but they still had the lease on the house that they originally were in. And she was staying there while she was finishing up school. And by the time mm-hmm. I came, all like everything was moved out, like minus a few things. You know, like her bed and like other things. I think her grandparents were even staying there too. I'm not sure when they got there, because I know that like they weren't there the whole time. But it, so this house is kind of like a ranch kind of, where it's basically like you have this floor up here, and then downstairs in the basement is the same length of the house, and it's almost like a whole nother like house down there, like a bathroom, a living room, bedrooms, that whole deal.
Right.
And her living room window, like it's windows all the way across. So you're expecting, like you're thinking, okay, the lights are on and people probably can see, we can't see out. It's a little freaky. So she kept telling, so like that's already in my head. So one of the times she is, this could have just been my,
imagination running this wild.
First part. One of the times she stays up studying and I go to sleep early, but then I get woken up abruptly to a, oh, that wasn't even that loud. Darn it. Why is that to be loud? Is that loud enough? It was like someone like banged a door open like abruptly.
Right.
And that woke me up and I was like, but like she wasn't around. And so I didn't know where she was. And I was like, I don't remember if her grandparents were there yet. I think it was like the first night. Anyway, so fast forward to the wedding happened already. Her aunt had come by then and they were still staying at the house. I think I had moved to her parents' house, you know, because they got a house on base and, you know, consummating the marriage, wedding night and all that. Yeah. So I think like by the second day after that or the day after.
Yeah.
we were all supposed to come and help, you know, like get clear out, like they were clearing out of the house, like cleaning it up and like getting out. So her grandparents and her aunt, I guess they had cleaned the upstairs already. So they had moved down to the basement. So we come in like the next day and they're like, hey, did you guys come by last night? And we're like, no, we did not. Why would you ask? And I that her aunt was like, because the way that the kitchen was, it was kind of like a galley kitchen and the basement door was like right there. So say you're like doing the, like, it's like right behind you. And it was already, it was already creepy. Like I didn't like the doorway there. It gave me creepy feelings. Mm-hmm. So, and she said a bunch of stuff. It would have been so great if she was on this episode so I could tell you all the other stuff that happened in that house. But she said, she told me a whole bunch of stories. I think like one time, like her then fiance or whatever, boyfriend at the time, like his hat went missing and then they found it in the trash can in the bathroom. Like stuff like that.
Just random.
So the aunt said how, so she was like, oh, because they were sleeping in like, they weren't in any of the rooms. They were in like the living room type of thing down there. And she said, we saw someone come down the stairs and like kind of just stand there.
Oh no.
And we're like, we did not come here.
No.
No, we're all looking at each other like, no. Actually, even before the wedding, there was another time that her and her, you know, then fiance were fighting. So we're outside and they're arguing. Me and her sister and her sister's boyfriend were on the driveway, like waiting for them to be done arguing. And I swear we heard like chanting.
Oh, heck no.
Like, I know that's like in the area, like they're in the mountains. Usually that happens like in places where there's like mountains and like nature. You get like a lot of like witchy people.
Did I ever tell you that one story with me and Mo? All right. Are you done with your story? I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, she probably has more
details.
I mean, I bring it up. I'm like, do you remember the green ghost? She's like, oh, yeah. I remember. So we might have to just get her on and be like, hey, we're going to talk ghosts.
So with me and my son's dad, we were probably about 17, 18. We went hiking up in, what is that, Big Bear? But it's kind of crestline-ish, so it's called like Bear Crest Lake or something like that. It's right in between. So there's this hiking spot up there. We would go all the time. We went all the way to the top this time. And at the top of the mountain, there's a church that sits up there. So us being, you know, little teenage troublemakers, let's go inside the church. Let's go inside. So we kept trying to pull on the door and it wouldn't open. And then we start hearing like cackling. And so I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm not going in. I'm good. I'm so good. So the boys being them, the door finally unlocks randomly. The boys all go in. There's a basement in this church. They go down to the basement and there's showers in there. And all over the showers, there's blood everywhere. In the center of the church, there was candles lit in the shape of a star. I don't know what that is, but like a circle and a star. Yeah. And so once the boys saw the stuff downstairs, they booked it back upstairs real quick and they ran out of the church really fast and the door slammed. And then all you hear is laughing. It was the weirdest thing. But again, with that smell, you could smell it was like, did it like a dead body. It was so weird around the whole church. It just smelled like something had died.
Well,
yeah, that was my last trip to hiking in the mountains.
I feel really cold.
Yep. I'm like, nope, not for me.
I'll probably have to watch something else.
Go to bed. You're going to have great dreams tonight.
Like a new girl or something.
Yes.
Yeah. That was, I think that some people are a little more sensitive. I think I've always been more sensitive because it doesn't even matter like where you are. Like even if you're like, I still in this house too, like I watched scary stuff in years. And yet sometimes, like I said, in my room at night, I will still see movement. Not one of those things where it's like you have clothes hanging and you're like, is that a person? Like I will see like movement. Right. Not anything like on me. Watch where it's kind of like when you have anxiety and you talk about anxiety and then you have anxiety again. So I don't want to like get too in depth of like things because then it might happen tonight and then I'll be texting you.
Just to be clear on all of this, we do not believe in ghosts and spirits or anything of that nature.
I
personally don't. I don't know where you stand on all of that.
I think I used to. Like when I watched it, I was very confused because, you know, you have like, oh, it's a playful ghost or it's a ghost of a child or whatever. But I think when you think about, if you think about that, really think about it, like I think especially when you have like a loved one who has passed away, You don't want to think about that their ghost is here. You want to, you know, well, they're in heaven, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. Well, biblically, there's no purpose for anybody to be back down here. Once you're gone, you're gone. You end up one place or another.
Yeah. And I think that the devil will use that.
It'll play on the fact that you've lost someone. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Play on that, and that not just in making you question the afterlife and what God says about that, but I also think to keep you in those stages, to keep you from moving on with your life, from healing, to keep you in the state of grief.
Right, from healing.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I have landed on.
Yes.
In that sense, yeah. In the beginning, yeah, because it's just like, are there ghosts? Are there ghosts? I mean, I've watched like Ghost Whisperer and Medium and like all, like I used to love like reading like all the little ghost stories, and you're like, oh, is there a ghost? You ghost hunting and like listening to other people's stories, and you're like, but why? But why would there be ghosts? Like, why?
Right?
You know, and I know there's also like if something like majorly like violent happens, it leaves an imprint. I don't know about that, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, I've watched tons of stuff, or even like with Pete said in that episode about that one movie about like how in some cultures you like have to like spend the night with the dead body and like weird things happen. Yeah, I don't know. I know different cultures believe different things, but I think that's just kind of where I've landed on.
Oh, yeah, that's so weird.
In terms of ghosts, we believe that.
Right, right. I definitely don't believe in them.
Yeah, for sure.
If there's something making noises, it's not a good something. You better start praying.
Yeah, maybe like do some worship.
Anyways, are you going to sleep tonight? Because I'll be watching something lighthearted for sure.
We did actually watch, let our daughter watch Sixth Sense the other day. Yes. Watching it again, because I remember watching. It's not cheesy. Like, always. It's still, there's like a slow build. And even her, she was like, oh, this is real slow. She kept like pausing. Oh my gosh, how much longer? Because I think it's like, it's a classic and why it can't be touched, because
that's a harmless movie.
All the clues were laid out for us. Like, even watching it
so cheesy now.
And of course, nothing's as creepy as it was originally when you watched it in the theater in the dark room. It's on the big screen and you're like, ah, a lot of jumping stuff. That's why it's such a classic, because there's like so, like, the way that it was done, it was just chef's kiss.
Right.
Because so many, like, you have conversations where they're facing each other.
Right.
You think they're facing each other, but they're not talking to each other. They're not even looking at each other. And they trick you the whole time. Bruce Willis is wearing the same clothes that he did the day that he died. And no, you don't even notice it.
Right.
Or the fact, I know I read somewhere that, like, every time that, like a ghost was near or something,
the cold breath.
There was red involved.
Oh,
so someone's wearing red, red blanket or a red napkin or whatever, like all those cool things. And it did, in fact, if anybody wants to know, it did in fact trick my 13-year-old daughter. By the end of the movie, she was like, "What? He was dead the whole time." We're like, "He was dead the whole time." Because she was probably about That's to be so like, funny. "Wow, this movie is dumb." And then until the ending, and she's like, "What? What?" Because then it makes you think of the whole entire movie. You're like, "What just happened?" But I, oh my gosh, remember? And did you see it? You saw it in the theaters, right?
Yeah, probably.
You remember, like, when he like runs to the bathroom? And it's like the wife in the kitchen who opens up all the drawers in the cabinets, and she like walks by the bathroom in her pink robe. Oh, ah, freaks me out. Or like the kid, he's like, "Hey, come on, come check out my dad's gun," and then he turns his head and he's like, big part of his head's missing, and you're like, nah.
Yeah.
And then watching it this time, I was like, "Don't look around." She's like, "It's not that scary," and I was like, "You're right, it's not that scary."
Yeah. Have you guys watched What Lies Beneath?
Another great movie. I don't know if Evan has and Riley has not. But that's another, like, classic. And that was directed by Robert Zemeckis, the same director of Back to the Future.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, but no, that's...
What about the one I told you about, The Visit?
I don't think I've seen that.
It's pretty funny. It's like a... supposed to keep you on the edge of your seat, but it's funny, honestly.
Oh.
I think Riley would get a kick out of that one.
You know what you should watch, what you should watch on Netflix, if it's still on there? Hubie Halloween.
What is that?
It's a funny Adam Sandler Halloween movie.
Oh gosh, I love Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's, if it's still on there, but yeah. Anyway, so there's definitely some. So a list of movies that we kind of watch every year, you know, our family-friendly ones, because since we didn't watch the scary, scary stuff, even though Riley's like, "I want to watch a really scary movie." I'm like, no.
No.
I know, like, not honestly, house, I ma'am. Still own The Ring and The Ring 2. And I have not watched it in a while.
Nope.
Even though those are pretty classic ones, too, and The Grudge. But yeah, I haven't watched those in a long time. Yeah, so there's Hocus Pocus every year. And we did watch the new one. Meh.
No, thank you.
It wasn't. I know some people are like, "Oh, it's better than the first one." I'm like, I don't think you can't beat it. And I remember seeing that in the theater. We just watched The Goonies. I would kind of put it, like, there's some jumping and stuff like that. And I would put it in the category of, you know, things you could watch during Halloween. Beetlejuice. Edward Scissorhands. The kids kind of refuse to watch like Halloween Town, or at least
that's a classic.
At least yes. Riley has. Caleb might do it. We watched Goosebumps, Ghostbusters.
It's so cute.
I like the new one. I don't know. What else would you add to the list? Family friendly Halloween movies. They've been like.
I don't even know, honestly.
I mean, we watch Hocus Pocus every single year, but I know like on, they always do the 31 days of Halloween, and it's always like they just kind of repeat things and they're throwing other things in there, like Maleficent. I'm like, that's not really scary.
Right. They're just trying to keep it going. Yeah.
I like the old Addams Family movies, like with Christina Ricci.
Yes. Oh, Casper.
Casper. We just watched Casper. There's some that you're like, oh, we haven't watched this one. And then you're like, you watch it and you're like, that's not going to make next year's list. I do. I think I prefer like the live action Addams Family. I know there's a lot of like talk about the newer cartoon because they have a lot of.
Oh, yeah.
I love Toy Story of Terror. She wants to watch Twitches. She loves Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm not really a fan of that. Yeah. Scooby-Doo, I guess. A lot of people say like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Matilda?
Matilda was a good one. Very family friendly.
Monsters, Inc. Oh, Witches. Did you watch Witches?
Yes.
I haven't seen that one. Yeah, Witches.
Is that that's the one where they turn into mice, right?
Yes. The Olsen Twins, Double Double Toil and Trouble. I love that one still.
I knew you were going to mention that. Of course, I knew you were going to mention it.
I haven't watched Ernest Scared Stupid in a while.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Ernest Scared Stupid?
No.
There's a Franken
movie. What was that one movie where the girl gets shot in the middle of the stomach?
Death
and like they peel their. Yes.
That's
yes.
not a kids movie, but yeah.
No, but it's good.
Yeah, for sure.
I always put that up there with Witches.
Yeah, I haven't watched the first one though. And then like Coco, that's a new good one.
I called Aiden Coco the other day because he was playing the guitar. He's like, Mom, that's racist. I'm like, how's that racist? You are Hispanic and you're playing the guitar. I called you Coco.
That could be his costume.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our list and our spooky stories for our 50th. Yay, exciting.
Yay.
I hope you celebrate with us. We're going to dig up all these like super probably awkward and uncomfortable Halloween pictures. I don't think we have any pictures of the slutty fairy and whatever you were that year.
Oh gosh, probably not.
To be honest, I don't know, but definitely have a picture of when you put my hair in a bun and I was punk rock.
That's funny.
We'll do it. We'll do a vote. Does Ashley look punk rock? Well, you can find me at ashley.reed. And you can find us both at uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com and on Instagram at uncommonfaithpodcast. Still working on that TikTok. Where can we find you, Amber?
At amber_n_g on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, until next time, guys.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.